Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now have Barbara Jennings, who is over there in A Taste of Dublin. Good morning, Barbara.
Hello, John. Yes, I'm here with Adrian Martin, who's going to be around in Taste in Dublin today. Adrian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me. It's a pleasure to chat away to you anyway. Yeah, I suppose we're at Taste of Dublin for the next 4 days, from the 14th to 17th, and I suppose there's loads of kind of activities and stuff going on, so I'm looking forward to the few days there myself. Are you going to come along, yeah?
Oh, I'll be there tomorrow. I've got my VIP tickets, thank you very much.
Very good. Geez, I'd like VIP tickets myself. Very good.
Yeah, no, it's great. I kindly was given VIP tickets, which is great, you know, so I'm really going to enjoy it. But tell me, what is, for people who don't know what Taste is, what would you say to them? What is Taste?
Well, basically what Taste is a celebration of food. You find that everyone has kind of turned into foodies in Ireland, and the reason for that is the great restaurants that we have, the chefs that are kind of sharing their recipes and their ideas across Ireland, and also our food festivals. So we've got amazing food festivals, and Taste would be the key one to that. It's been running for, I don't know, many years now. It's been running for a long time now. It's the go-to food festival of the year. It's incredible. You have absolutely everything there, and it's just a massive celebration of food. It's celebrating the local producers, celebrating the restaurants from across Dublin, the celebrity chefs. You've got amazing celebrity chefs from across Ireland and the UK. Hugh Ferling, Whittenstall from River Cottage. Come on, like, he's incredible. You know, you've got just four incredible days all packed in. And also, us as Irish, we like to celebrate and we like to party, don't we?
Oh, we do.
So that's what Taste of Dublin is all about.
And there'll be little nibblies now to sample, but people have to pay for their dinners as well as the tiny little nibbles if you like something.
Yeah, so if you want to try something, all the restaurants are there. They've set up. So if you want to try, say, a dish from a particular restaurant, even my own, I've got one of my own there this year. You know, you come in, you buy your florins, you pay for your dish, and you get your sample of food. So we're doing like chicken dishes this year. So I teamed up with Manor Farm. They're a chicken company based in Cavan. They're literally, I used to live 5 minutes down the road from them in Kingscourt. And I suppose it's just kind of like a match made in heaven. So we're using their Irish chicken to create three wonderful dishes. And we've got like a buttermilk chicken burger with like this gorgeous beef tomatoes. We have then some little gem lettuce on top, all in a brioche bun, like two lovely little sliders. They're crispy, they're delicious, they're like, oh, so good. Then we have these buffalo drumsticks with smoked garlic mayonnaise. And then also with that, then we have a taco. So it's like a chili mince taco with chicken mince and Gruyere cheese on top. So good. Really.
Oh, doesn't that sound good, John?
My mouth is watering here.
Do you know what? I also have an invite to go up to Adrian's stall and be looked after very well.
Very nice.
Are you jealous?
I am very jealous. You get all the good gigs, Barbara.
Yeah, I get all the good gigs. And also, Adrian, how many stands are we talking about? Is there food and drink or what?
There's 18 restaurants altogether, and all other stands. You've got several bar stands. I've even seen a Prosecco stand, which looks incredible. There's loads of different stages, so there's music stages there if anyone wants to chill out and some music. Just Eat are there, so if you don't want a queue, Just Eat will queue for you. They'll take your florins and the queue for you and bring the food to you. And also there's a Neff's producer stage where the chefs get up and talk about their favourite producers. You've got the Neff's kitchen stage where there's cooking demos on throughout the whole festival. And, you know, you've several other things. So, yeah, come along, you'll enjoy it. There's loads for the family to do, so you can't go wrong by going to Taste.
That's absolutely fantastic, folks. You know, I keep on telling you, there's lots of things to do in this city, and this one is absolutely fantastic. And what time does it open at on Thursday?
So on Thursday it opens at 12 o'clock. My first demo is at 12:30, so make sure you get to the front row. And, yeah, so we're open 12 to 4, and then the second session is 5:30 to 10:30.
See, right through the evening, folks, so even if you're at work, you're not going to miss out. I've been at Taste several times, and it is fantastic. I mean, you'll be drinking the Prosecco, and you'll be eating the food, and you'll be just having a very good time. So I would recommend it to anybody anywhere to come along to this. And give us the dates again, Adrian.
So it's the 14th to the 17th of June. So it's, yeah.
There you go, folks. What do you reckon of that?
Sounds great. Sounds absolutely great.
Well, that's all we have for you today, John, and a little taste of food in Dublin.
Okay, thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now you can listen again on near.ie.